to the Health and Public Housing Podcast, where we provide information and hold discussions relevant to the health of residents of public housing and other underserved communities. My name is Bob Burns. I'm the director of the National Center for Health and Public Housing, and with me is our Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Jose Leon. NCHPH is dedicated to improving health outcomes and achieving health equity for residents of public housing and other underserved communities. In support of this mission, we offer training, technical assistance, research, and partnership building. This podcast will provide guidance on increasing awareness on healthy food choices for obese and overweight adults. Now, let's hear from Dr. Leon. Jose, as we've discussed many times, healthy eating is a key factor in achieving and maintaining good health.
Thank you, Bob. Let's get started with the overweight and obesity definitions. That is extremely important when we discuss obesity. There are several ways that we can know whether or not a person is obese. The best way of what we are using now is the body mass index, which can be obtained through formulas or through tables that you can find anywhere on any of the federal sites, such as the CDC or NIH. But a person is considered overweight if the BMI is over 25 and less than 30, and is considered obese if the BMI or body mass index is over 30. As I mentioned, there are several formulas that we can use, and people can obtain these from websites where and find out whether or not you are obese. But the other way to do it is, the best way to do it is just to consult with a clinician, making sure that you have all your exams, and so they will tell you whether or not you are obese and what you need to do in order to address the issue.
Jose, why is obesity such a serious concern in the United States?
There are several causes why we are getting obese. There are personal, there are cultural, there are social factors, environmental factors. And let's start with the factors that are affecting our populations. First, we are exercising less. There are several reasons. One, as we know, we've been through a pandemic. Because of that pandemic, people are not getting out. If you talk to a teenager, they are spending a lot of time at their computers or at the video games, playing and not having enough exercise. At the same time, we have some dietary patterns. It's important to see, and we are going to discuss this, about the cultural factors and why people are, we need to consider their culture at the back, at their background before we individualize a diet for our patients. There are other factors like environmental factors affecting our populations. There are some even chemicals in the environment that can make us gain weight without us not knowing that we are gaining weight. There are other daily factors such as stress or we're not getting enough sleep. And those those are other conditions or that are making us gain weight. And without knowing, we are becoming obese or we are or overweight.
Are some populations at higher risk than others for obesity?
Now, obesity is extremely important because it's becoming a public health concern, because now people are getting obese, and the latest numbers that we have from the Center for Disease Control are indicating that around 40 to 45% of our entire population are obese. As you know, this is an issue that is affecting all populations, but is becoming more prevalent in low-income populations or those vulnerable populations. As we know, health centers work with special populations and patients with experiencing homelessness, or those living in public housing, or those migrant and agricultural workers are more likely to be obese when we compare it to the general population. The percentage of adults who are either obese or overweight, as I mentioned, are over 45%. And there are other social factors that we can consider. Education is one of them. The data show that those with higher education are less likely to be obese when compared to the general population. And men are more likely to be overweight when you compare it to the general population. Hispanics and African Americans are more likely to be overweight when we compare it to the general population. And this has a cultural factor as well. Since we have a holistic approach and we see patients not only from the biological perspective, but also from the social determinants of health affecting them, we know that these social factors or these social determinants can also affect the way people eat or the type of food that we eat. That is extremely important. The other thing that is very important to mention is, in addition to education, is the environmental factors access to a park, or if you live in a safe neighborhood. For instance, those living in public housing are less likely to exercise because some of these developments are located in places where you have community violence.
Jose, public housing residents and other HUD-assisted adults have even higher rates of overweight and obesity than the general population. What are some of the challenges associated with this disparity?
By being in a place like that, people don't go outside, don't exercise. So you need to find ways at the community health center level and making sure that these patients can exercise and get some physical activity. Otherwise, these patients are going to get either overweight or obese.
What are some of the complications of obesity?
As I said, obesity is affecting some races. We can compare and see race and ethnicity, and whites in general are more less likely to be obese when compared to non-Hispanic whites, for instance, are less likely to be overweight. But when we see minorities, specifically the Hispanic population and the African-American population, they are more likely to be obese.
What do patients and providers need to do to address obesity?
When we discuss obesity, we also need to discuss complications. When someone is obese or overweight, this person is more likely to have some other chronic medical conditions, such as cardiovascular diseases, such as type 2 diabetes, kidney conditions. There are some type of cancers linked to either obesity or being overweight. In addition, if this patient has other habits like smoking or drinking, that can increase the likelihood of this person to be overweight and obese, and at the same time damage all of some organs, you know, like the liver or the kidney or the pancreas, and the patient can develop other complications. Patients are more likely to have high cholesterol or high levels of triglycerides. And those can be factors for patients to have heart attacks. So we need to make sure that our patients are aware of this, that it's not only the fact that they are obese, But behind obesity or behind being overweight, there are chronic medical conditions that are going to cause an impact on the overall health of our patients.
Obesity is linked to so many other health problems. Please explain some of the complications of obesity.
So in order to address obesity, we need to follow a healthy dietary pattern at early life stage. It's not that, we are going to address obesity and we are going to focus on patients who are already obese. We need to start working with our teenagers, with our toddlers. If you are a pediatrician, making sure this is a pattern. We need to. This is not something that is going to change from today to tomorrow. Basically, this is something that we learn. This is something that we know. We learn how to eat. So the younger the patient is, the more likely this patient will be to eat healthy. So we need to work with patients in general, making sure, asking them the question on what they eat, how they eat it, how often, the type of food, whether or not they have snacks, what type of snacks. That's extremely, extremely important when we discuss obesity or being overweight with some patients. But the other thing that is important is to make sure that the patients are getting enough exercise. There are some guidelines from CDC and NIH regarding the amount of exercise by age and depending on whether or not these patients have chronic medical conditions. And that's going to help a lot. All this is a holistic approach, as I mentioned, and it needs the collaboration not only from clinicians and nurses, but CHWs, community health workers, are an important part of the team, providing information and resources to patients as well as case managers, making sure that they we are addressing not only the physical part or the physiological part of the patient, but also the social determinants of health.
What are health centers doing to support healthy eating for their patients and their communities?
Health centers are addressing these obesity by having some social programs, in addition to having patients every 6 months or every 3 months, depending or not these patients are diabetic or they have uncontrolled diabetes or any other chronic medical condition. Health centers are making sure whether or not patients have access to healthy food. One of the biggest concerns in public housing is that some of these developments are located in food deserts. So if the patient or if the population that you serve live in a food desert, we need to make sure that they have access to healthy food. And health centers are working with us with different organizations in the community. One of them is the farmers. The farmers market is a really nice opportunity to work with them, and some health centers are providing prescriptions to patients so they can go to this farmers market or markets and making sure that they get healthy food and vegetables and produce that they need to include in, on their diet. The other thing, the other program that is extremely important is the community gardens. We've been visiting some health centers and where they have some community gardens, and they cultivate produce and all kind of healthy food for patients, and they distribute these to patients. And at the same time, they make sure that the patients need or learn how to cultivate their own food. And this is another great strategy. But again, none of these strategies will work alone, but at the same time, we need a combination of these strategies. So the health center have exercise programs for those who cannot exercise. I mentioned before that some public housing developments are located in communities that where there are high levels of violence. So health center have developed indoor exercise programs where patients can go to the health center, exercise for 20 or 30 minutes, depending on the physical condition of patients. And they include nutritionists. And after the exercise program or the exercise class, patients learn how to eat. They have individualized conversation with the nutritionist, making sure that the amount of calories that they are getting are enough, but at the same time, they are not higher than what they need. So this is a program that includes not only the exercise classes, but a nutritionist. The other thing is that the other program that health centers have is they have classes where they basically cook for patients and they show them alternatives on what they need to eat and what cannot eat.
Jose, from what you've described, addressing obesity and supporting healthy food choices requires a number of different strategies and services and members of the care team. Please elaborate on the components of a successful approach.
So all these programs work if we include all these programs at the same time. So it has to be, we need to have programs where we can have some exercise classes, but at the same time, some time just to make sure that the patients are cooking what they need, or some activities with the community and making sure that we work with the farmers and have patients access to farmers markets. And patients will then learn how to eat and we can decrease the obesity rates that is affecting specifically those underserved and vulnerable populations. It is really important to mention that all health centers are working that all on this particular issue, making sure that the patients are eating healthy and the patients are not overweight. There is a lot to do. The latest UDS data shows that over 6 million of patients served in 2020 are either considered overweight or obese, but health centers are doing or developing promising practices and developing evidence-based programs, making sure that patients have access to healthy food, they address social determinants of health, and at the same time, they get all the resources, the clinical resources, to and making sure that patients do not develop chronic medical conditions due to obesity. Remember, this is a public health emergency. In general, our population is getting overweight and obese. There are several factors, as I mentioned. We are exercising, we are not exercising. This is even before the pandemic. The activities that we're doing are more likely to be at home working from computers, and our teenagers and children are not exercising enough. So we need to address this issue to make sure that America is healthier and making sure that our future generations are learning how to eat and so we can prevent other chronic medical conditions.
Thank you for the great information. I know our colleagues in health centers and other providers would benefit. I hope you found the discussion helpful and thanks for visiting with us. My name is Bob Burns. And I hope you'll join us for our other podcasts in the near future. Thanks very much.